Another beautiful day in wonderful Wyoming. And we're all blessed to be here on this 11th day of the session. And so the chief clerk, I would ask to please call the roll.
The 11th day, Tuesday, January 24th, 2017. Allen.
Here.
Baker.
Here.
Barlow.
Here.
Beitman.
Here.
Blackburn.
Here.
Blake.
Here.
Bovey.
Here.
Brown.
Here.
Burkhart.
Bird,
Clausen,
here.
Clem,
here.
Connolly,
here.
Court,
here.
Crank,
here.
Dayton,
here.
Edwards,
here.
Eklund,
here.
Ayer,
here.
Flitner,
here.
Freeman,
here.
Furphy,
here.
Garou,
here.
Gray,
here.
Greer,
here.
Haley,
here.
Hallinan,
here.
Halverson,
here.
Henderson, Hunt, Jennings, Kenner,
here.
Kirkbride,
here.
Larson Lloyd, Larson Dan,
here.
Lindholm,
here.
Lone,
here.
Laux,
here.
McGuire,
here.
Madden,
here.
McKim, excused, Miller,
here.
Nicholas, Northrup,
here.
Obermuller,
here.
Olson, Paxton,
here.
Pelkey, Piperinen, Pinnell,
here.
Salazar,
here.
Schwartz, Summers, Steinmetz,
here.
Sweeney,
here.
Walters, Wilson, Winters,
here.
Zwanitzer,
here.
Mr. Speaker.
Here.
Would you like me to keep open until they come?
I think our members of our Appropriations Committee is still working, and so I would ask the Chief Clerk to excuse them at this time.
Burkhart excused. Larson Lloyd excused. Nicholas excused. Swartz excused. Summers excused. Walters excused. Wilson excused. Hunt? Hunt excused. 51 present, 8 excused. Oh, 9 excused.
Thank you, Chief Clerk. If you would all rise, members, our prayer of the day is by Reverend Laura Rainwater.
Let us prepare our hearts and minds for the unfolding of this day. Let us pray. Holy God, you are the giver of all wisdom. We pray this day for all of the decisions that will be made, for all of the conversations that will occur, and for the moments of interaction between us all. We pray especially when we need new ideas, when we need our creative juices flowing, and when we need to turn to you for the wisdom that is required. And we pray for those in the midst and for those who are serving the people of Wyoming. In the words of St. James, may God's wisdom that is pure, peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without a trace of partiality or hypocrisy, live through each of us this day. Amen.
Okay, morning, members. House come to order. We have a couple privileges of the floor. Mr. Majority Floor Leader has an update for us.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Our Ag Chairman, our friend Robert, is doing well. I stopped by this morning to visit with him. He's hopefully listening right now. And when I was there, he was sitting in his chair contemplating the day and getting ready, kind of wondering when he's going to get out of there. But, you know, he looked well, and hopefully in another couple of days he'll be back here with his presence on the floor. So, Robert, get well.
Yeah. Representative Steinmetz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Privilege of the floor.
Please proceed.
Thank you. I'd like to introduce back in our gallery our director from the Goshen County Senior Friendship Center, Linda Crockett. Welcome to the House.
Welcome to the House. We're at that order of business of journal committee reports.
Mr. Speaker, your journal committee reports that the journal of January 23rd, 2017 has been read and recommends that it be approved. Signed, Representative Guru and Representative Gray.
Thank you. Our doctor of the day is Dr. Evan Norby from here in Cheyenne at the University of Wyoming Family Practice Residency. Welcome, doctor, to the House. Thank you for being here, doctor, and your service to the House of Representatives. We're at that order of business of introduction, reading, and reference of bills. The first bill for our consideration is House Bill 218.
House Bill 218, introduced by Appropriations, Motor Vehicles Registration Fees, an act relating to motor vehicles registration.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to motor vehicle registration.
House Bill 218 is referred to Committee Number 2, Appropriations. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 219.
House Bill 219, introduced by Appropriations, Driver's Licenses Fees.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to motor vehicles.
House Bill 219 is referred to Committee Number 2, Appropriations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 194.
House Bill 194, introduced by Representative Eklund, School Safety and Security.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to school safety and security.
House Bill 194 is referred to Committee Number 4, Education. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 198.
House Bill 198, introduced by Representative Hunt. Country of Origin Label, USA Beef.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to food labeling.
House Bill 198 is referred to Committee Number 5, Agriculture. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 199.
House Bill 199, introduced by Representative Hunt. Right to Repair Farm Equipment.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to farm and ranch operations.
House Bill 199 is referred to Committee Number 5, Agriculture. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 200.
House Bill 200, introduced by Representative Hunt, Beef Checkoff Penalty Repeal.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to the Beef Council.
House Bill 200 is referred to Committee Number 5, Agriculture. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 204.
House Bill 204, introduced by Representative Hunt, Feeding Garbage to Swine, Permit Fee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to livestock.
House Bill 204 is fed to Committee Number 5, Agriculture. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 205.
House Bill 205, introduced by Representative Hunt, Game and Fish, Animal Damage Management Fees.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to game and fish.
House Bill 205 is referred to Committee Number 5, Agriculture. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 195.
House Bill 195, introduced by Representative Wilson, Quebec 1, Transfer.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to Quebec 1 Missile Alert Facility.
House Bill 195 is referred to Committee Number 6, Travel. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 106.
House Bill 106, introduced by Representative Blackburn, Change in Party Affiliation.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to elections.
House Bill 106 is referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 222.
House Bill 222, introduced by Representative Nicholas, Background Checks, Access to Federal Tax Information.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to criminal background checks.
House Bill 222 is referred to Committee Number 7, Corporations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 192.
House Bill 192, introduced by Representative Nicholas, Court Automation Fee 2.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to court fees.
House Bill 192 is referred to Committee Number 9, Minerals. Reports from standing committees.
House Bill 76, introduced by Representative Allen, American Indian Education Program, an act relating to public education. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 2, Appropriations, to whom was referred House Bill 76, American Indian Education Program, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Representatives Larson, Nicholas, Schwartz, Summers, Wilson. Noes, Representatives Burkhart and Walters. Signed, Representative Nicholas, Chairman. House Bill 86, introduced by Agriculture, State and Public Lands and Water Resources. Omnibus Water Bill Construction, an act relating to water development projects. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 2, Appropriations, to whom was referred House Bill 86, Omnibus Water Bill Construction, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Representatives Burkhart, Larson, Nicholas, Schwartz, Summers, Walters, and Wilson. Signed, Representative Nicholas, Chairman. House Bill 113, introduced by Labor, Health, and Social Services, Medicaid Waiver Program, Military Personnel, an act relating to the Medical Assistance and Services Act. Mr. Chairman, your committee number 2, Appropriations, to whom was referred House Bill 113, Medicaid Waiver Program, Military Personnel, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass with the following amendment. Ayes, Representatives Burkhart, Larson, Nicholas, Schwartz, Summers, Walters. No, Representative Wilson. Signed, Representative Nicholas, Chairman. House Bill 139, introduced by Representative Northrup, School Finance, Court-Ordered Placement, an act relating to school finance. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 4, Education, to whom was referred House Bill 139, School Finance, Court-Ordered Placement, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Representatives Bobie, Brown, Flitner, Freeman, Hunt, Kenner, Northrup, Paxton, Piperinen. Signed, Representative Paxton, Vice Chairman. House Bill 159, introduced by Representatives Wanitzer, Homeless Minors, an act relating to children. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 4, Education, to whom was referred House Bill 159, Homeless Minors, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass with the following amendment. Ayes, Representatives Bovee, Brown, Flitner, Freeman, Hunt, Kinner, Northrop, Paxton, Piperinen. Signed, Representative Northrop, Chairman. House Bill 189, introduced by Representative Harshman. Higher Education, Non-Resident Tuition, an act relating to higher education. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 4, Education, to whom was referred House Bill 189, Higher Education Non-Resident Tuition, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass with the following amendment. Ayes, Representatives Bovee, Brown, Flitner, Freeman, Hunt, Kinner, Northrop, Paxton, Piperinen. Signed, Representative Northrop, Chairman. House Bill 24, introduced by Agriculture, State and Public Lands, and Water Resources, Water Commission Duties, an act relating to water. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 5, Agriculture, State and Public Lands, and Water Resources, to whom was referred House Bill 24, Water Commission Duties, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Representatives Blake, Claussen, Gray, Haley, Henderson, Hunt, Larson, and Steinmetz. Excused, Representative McKim. Signed, Representative Larson, Vice Chairman. House Bill 47, introduced by Representative Barlow, Water Rights Procedures, an act relating to water. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 5, Agriculture, State and Public Lands and Water Resources, to whom was referred House Bill 47, Water Rights Procedures, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Representatives Blake, Claussen, Gray, Haley, Henderson, Hunt, Larson, Steinmetz. Excused, Representative McKim. Signed, Representative Larson, Vice Chairman. House Bill 56, introduced by Representative Lindholm. Mobile homes, title status upon permanent foundation, an act relating to mobile homes. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 7, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, to whom was referred House Bill 56, Mobile Homes, Title Status Upon Permanent Foundation, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass with the following amendment. Ayes, Representatives Blackburn, Byrd, Edwards, Ayer, Lindholm, Lone, Sweeney, and Zwanitzer. No, Representative Furphy. Signed, Representative Zwanitzer, Chairman. House Bill 175, introduced by Representative Zwanitzer, Elected Officials' Salaries, an act related to state officials' salaries. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 7, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, to whom was referred House Bill 175, Elected Officials' Salaries, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass with the following amendment. Ayes, Representatives Byrd, Ayer, Furphy, Lindholm, Sweeney, Zwanitzer. Noes, Representatives Blackburn, Edwards, and Lone. Signed, Representative Lindholm, Vice Chairman. House Bill 156, introduced by Representative Barlow. Involuntary Commitment, Emergency Detention Amendments. An act relating to involuntary commitment. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 10, Labor, Health, and Social Services, to whom was referred House Bill 156, Involuntary Commitment, Emergency Detention Amendments, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass with the following amendment. Ayes, Representatives Barlow, Clem, Dayton, Garou, Hallinan, Halverson, Lone, McGuire, and Sweeney. Signed, Representative Halverson, Vice Chair. House Bill 164, introduced by Representative Barlow. professional licensing boards, telemedicine, telehealth, an act relating to professions and occupations. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 10, Labor, Health, and Social Services, to whom was referred House Bill 164, professional licensing boards, telemedicine, and telehealth, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Representatives Barlow, Clem, Dayton, Garoo, Hallinan, Halverson, Lone, McGuire, and Sweeney. Signed, Representative Halverson, Vice Chairman.
We're at that order of business, members, of bills on second reading. The first bill for our consideration is House Bill 15.
House Bill 15, introduced by Judiciary, Sex Offender Registration Fees and Penalties.
House Bill 15, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. Chairman Northrop.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I need to re-refer House Bill 139 to Appropriations Committee Number 2.
Hearing no objection, House Bill 139 is re-referred to Committee Number 2, Appropriations. The next bill for our consideration on second reading is House Bill 23.
House Bill 23, introduced by Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions. Secretary of State's Office Amendments, an act relating to the Secretary of State.
House Bill 23, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, is so ordered. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 37.
House Bill 37, introduced by Education, Teacher Accountability, an act relating to teacher accountability.
House Bill 37 has an amendment. Chairman Barlow.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move for second reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 37 and ask for your favorable consideration. Ladies and gentlemen, yesterday we had a discussion about this, and this is about teacher accountability and where that properly lies. And the bill certainly puts the majority of the bill puts the requirement back into the school district hands, the local hands. But it still retains a part that the state board responsible for education would have in development, assessment, and approval. And this amendment strikes that responsibility. Not only strikes the language, it actually strikes the that duty from the statute. So, ladies and gentlemen, my belief is if we want our local folks to assess our teachers, then let's let them do the job. That's why we have local elected boards. That's why they hire administrators. And for me, the language in this on page 2, the old language was actually, tough to understand. The new language is ambiguous, I would argue, at best. And I say we just take the state agency out of that equation, let the locals assess their teachers the way they think is appropriate. With that, I'll stand for any questions. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Chairman Northrop.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So I object to this because mostly the development and promulgation of the rules that are going to be the teachers will be assessed by should be done in a uniform manner across the state so that everybody has a basis. And that's all it is just a basis to work from. It helps school boards to develop what they're going to do, and therefore it will have a more uniform measure across districts. So please vote no on this amendment.
Anyone else for their first time? We're debating second reading amendment number 1. Anyone else for their first time, second time, before the response, first time? Nobody further for else for their first time. Okay, Chairman Barlow.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So I'm all for having standardization, but if we look at line 20 and 21, we're going to, on page 2, lines 20 and 21, we're going to adopt, promulgate rules and regulations, da-da-da-da. We get to 22, allows district option to refine the system to meet the individual needs. So how much latitude? We have to define that in rule? Folks, if we want these our local folks to take charge and be responsible for our teachers, let's give them that. Let's not have these ambiguous things from the top down and then say, oh, by the way, you do what you need to at that when it gets there. Thank you, Mr. Chair, Mr. Speaker.
Okay, members, we are voting on second reading amendment number one to House Bill 37. All those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no.
No.
Second reading amendment number one, House Bill 37 has failed. Division being called. All those in favor, please stand. All those in favor, that was 29. All those in favor, please stand. As I said, all those opposed, let's be very clear. We had 29 stand in favor of the amendment. Now I'd ask all members opposed to the amendment, please stand. Second reading amendment number one to House Bill 37 has been adopted. House Bill 37 having been read two separate times, the question is, shall a bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. Members, I'm going to move House Bill 62 down one in the order. Actually, it is being distributed. There is an amendment on House Bill 62, and it is being distributed as we speak, so we will pause for a moment and allow distribution, and we will continue in our normal order. So the next bill for our consideration is House Bill 62, and we will pause as there is an amendment.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Grew.
Point of privilege.
Please proceed.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We all have and love our county clerks, and today I am honored to have the best county clerk in the state, the one from my county, is here with is here, and I know you want to say hello to our chief clerk, Sherry Daigle and Melissa Schinkel.
Hey!
Hey.
Welcome to the House. And the chief clerk call out continues. Chairman Northrup.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Privilege of the floor.
Please proceed.
Thank you. I'd like to introduce Bob Hooper. Bob Hooper's the airport person in Cody, and I'm sorry, in that great town up in Leavenworth County, and I just would like to have you guys meet him and greet him. Thank you.
Hey, welcome to the House. Any other members' privilege of the floor? Any other members' privilege of the floor? Okay, I've read the bill to House Bill 62. We are now on. We have not read it. The reading clerk will please read the bill.
House Bill 62, introduced by Representative Pelkey, Immunity for Drug Overdose Reporting, an act relating to controlled substances.
We have an amendment. Representative Baker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move move second reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 62 and ask for your favorable consideration. And members, I don't want to spend a whole lot of time on this, but I do want to just touch briefly on some of the issues that were brought up in committee over the interim. And I think that my real heartburn with this issue, more than anything, is it's just one more attempt at us trying to react to a problem. So this state and our country has an issue with opioids and opioid abuse and opioid prescriptions and opioid overdoses, deaths, and constipation-related opioids and all kinds of things with opioids. So the real issue that I have with this is just one more attempt to react to a problem. So the amendment, what it does is, if you'll turn with me on page 2, and I want to just keep us in reality, and I want to set up a scenario for you, and just think about this, because on page 2, you're immune from criminal prosecution if, and you have to meet all 5 criteria. And thinking in the real world and the experiences that I've had and the people that I've been around, and I think to myself, if I was at a party and I was a kid and someone overdosed and there's 30 other people in the room with me, and I decide that I'm the one that's going to call the police because I think that there's a problem, and there's a bunch of people in the room with me and there's peer pressure, and no one wants the police involved in a party, but if there's an incident where somebody's not reacting and they're overdosing, you want to call the police. So I think, you know, it's a good idea. But the practicality of working this out in the real world is that lines 14 through 19 requires that person to stay there on the scene regardless of what happens. Now, Romanet 4 allows the individual to cooperate with law enforcement, and that's really the gist of the issue. But do we really want to require someone to remain on the scene even though they've already reported an incident, and they won't have immunity otherwise? So if they leave, if they panic, they call the police and they panic and they leave the scene, they're no longer immune. But Romanet 4 provides for if they're cooperating with law enforcement, then they're immune. But understanding that this section requires all 5 Romanets be there before any immunity is offered. So I just think that in the real world, if they're cooperating with law enforcement, that's enough.
Chairman Zwanitzer.
Thanks, Mr. Speaker. I think I like the amendment, but I have a question. Because as we're talking about scenarios, what happens if my friend is experiencing an overdose and they're afraid to call 911 or they're call for help, but they call me and I'm not at that location, and I'm not even in the same town, and then I call the police? Perhaps, you know, they're not going to come after me or check my, but I can think of some situations where I might not be at the actual location, but I may be in some other location. I may already be at the hospital. I just think there is a location issue with the bill as I'm thinking through it quicker and quicker. If somebody could, I guess, answer some questions. There are some situations where I would not be at that exact location, but I may still be in a place where law enforcement could get at me. I think this might help the bill, but I'll await some clarification.
Representative Lindholm, for your first time.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm on and against this amendment, and not because of the aspect that the bringer of the amendment brought, but because in reality the situation could be there could just be 2 individuals involved in a situation like that. And if one of them is incapacitated, and in fact if you turn to page 4 at the top, under definition of drug overdose event, means a condition including extreme physical illness, a decreased level of consciousness, or respiratory depression resulting from the consumption or use of a controlled substance. Folks, if we're going to provide immunity for an individual for turning this situation in, maybe the reality is they won't stick around, but I don't want to provide immunity for someone that doesn't stick around. that doesn't stay with that individual in case of an it is an emergency. So on and against the amendment.
Representative Pelkey, for your first time.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On and against the amendment, you know, frankly, there are a set of criteria here that are those seeking immunity are being asked to comply with, and it's, you know, it's not a a la carte selection that you can choose A, B, but not C and D. Basically, what this is asking is for you to act in a responsible, compassionate fashion and seek help, try to provide assistance as you can, and then stick around. And frankly, you know, the desire to scurry off into the night may be there, but that's one of the reasons that I introduced this bill, was to provide some incentive for you to stick around, some incentive for you to be of assistance, and some incentive for you to contact first responders to render sophisticated assistance.
Representative Sweeney, for your first time.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd just like to enter from a constituent a quick letter. I would just like to start by saying I vote. I vote every chance I can get. I live in Natrona County, and I vote. I am a small business owner, and I work another full-time job. In addition to that, I grew up in an upper-middle-class household. I am what you would think of when you try to picture your ideal Wyoming resident. I work hard all day, go home, wonderful girlfriend, I shovel strangers' cars up. I shop local. But when I was growing up, I was heavily into drugs. I'm sure there is someone in your family that can't control themselves around drugs or alcohol. Please picture them. I had always done well in school. I took all honor classes in high school and through college. During all of that, I struggled with drug addiction, mostly opiate painkillers and eventually heroin. Then when I was 15, I was dumped in a church parking lot as I nearly overdosed by a group of people that I was hanging around with. They were too afraid to drop me at the local hospital for fear of what might happen to them. Your first instinct is to blame them. I certainly did. But looking back on it now, I can see that they did not understand the gravity of the situation. I woke up alone, horrible condition in the parking lot, but 9 times out of 10, I would not have woken up. I ask you to, I don't think this amendment, Mr. Speaker, in the body, I think the original intent of the bill is good, and I stand with my good colleague. I think this is what we're trying to address, is this kid from Natrona County.
Anyone else for their first time? Representative Brown.
Mr. Chairman, on and against the amendment, I guess I feel that this is setting a dangerous possibility that I see happening here. Is if I'm in a party and there is a felony amount of drugs at that particular party, and I am the reporting party, and I leave that party and I take the felony amount of drugs away with me, now I'm immune underneath this amendment. I'm being pulled off and I'm immune, and as opposed to if I stay there, I have to be here. And then they find that felony amount. Now I can also be charged with the felony amount. So I think we're setting a potential dangerous precedent here that if we allow somebody to leave the scene of a crime, which this ultimately is, we're really opening up the doors for a lot more possibilities of, I was reluctant for this bill at first, but taking this and adding this amendment, there's no way I could stand for this bill if this amendment goes through. So I would be on and against this amendment.
Anyone else for their first time? Any other members for their first time? Any members for their second time before the sponsor? Representative Lindholm.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just to reiterate, this amendment provides immunity for those that would abandon someone in extreme emergency, in extreme duress. That's not the intent of this legislation. Vote this amendment down.
Any other members for their second time before the sponsor? Representative Baker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and thank you for the discussion. Again, I would just urge you to support the amendment because Romanet Little 4 still requires them to cooperate with law enforcement. And again, I think my real heartburn with this bill is it's something that's reactive. I think that there are things that this legislature could do that could curb opioid abuse and use that would be proactive, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Thank you. We are voting on second reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 62. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no.
No.
House Bill, second reading amendment number 1, House Bill 62 has failed. House Bill 62, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 66. We are finding House Bill 66. Well, here it is. Our old favorite was indefinitely postponed. So we'll take that right off the script. And that was one of the best bills of the session. Okay, members, we are on House Bill 77. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 77, introduced by Representative Wanitzer. In-state tuition, AmeriCorps service, an act relating to higher education.
House Bill 77, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. Representative Gray.
I would like to object. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to object on that being heard a third time. I will withdraw my objection if the information, the premises behind it are inaccurate, but when I checked in the 10 o'clock hour, this had appeared not to be re-referred to appropriations, and I just want to read from page 33 of our rules. A bill containing an appropriation or which requires an appropriation or change in funds may be assigned to a standing committee other than appropriations, but if so, it shall be re-referred to the appropriations committee upon being reported back from the committee to which first assigned. So I'd like to object. Thank you.
Representative Greer, just to be clear, your objection is to House Bill 77. I said Representative Gray. I'm sorry, Representative Gray. And your objection is to House Bill 77, in-state tuition, AmeriCorps service.
Mr. Speaker, yes.
Members, the objection came after we read the bill a second time. I pounded the gavel. But, I'll go ahead and hear this objection, and I'd ask the Rules Committee to come forward, and we'll discuss it. Members, based on our conversation in the Rules Committee and a close reading of the rules and the bill's fiscal note that with Rule 4.8, the objection is not sustained, so the bill does not have to be re-referred to Committee Number 2, Appropriations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 87.
House Bill 87, introduced by Representative Pinnell. Return of victim's property held as evidence. An act relating to the Victim and Witness Bill of Rights.
House Bill 87 hasn't been read two separate times. The question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection is so ordered. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 93.
House Bill 93, introduced by Representative Larson. WICHE Repayment Program, Veterinary Medicine Students. An act relating to the Western Interstate Commission for Higher Education, WICHE Repayment Program.
House Bill 93, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. I would call on Representative Steinmetz as a privilege of the floor before we move to House Bill 101. Representative Steinmetz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd just like to acknowledge our county clerk back in the fishbowl. Her name is Cindy Kenyon, and she does great work for our good county, number 7. Welcome to the House.
Welcome to the House. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 101.
House Bill 101, introduced by Representative Hallinan. School Districts Veterans Employment Preference, an act relating to veterans.
We have an amendment. Chairman Barlow.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move second reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 101 and ask for your favorable consideration. Ladies and gentlemen, we had a long discussion yesterday about public department and what that entails within the context of a veteran's preference. And what the bill does is it says that public department, the definition and current statute, does not include a school district, which I think we all actually agree to, but the rest of that amendment or the bill asks that they could develop a protocol for giving preference to veterans. And so this amendment actually strikes the not on page 2, line 2, and says under this particular program, Veterans Preference, a school district is a public department, and I struck the rest of the language. What I'm trying to do is make it uniform. They're either a public department or they're not. And if they are, then everybody lives under the same rules. Not every school district. We have 40 different sets of veterans preference rules. So that, Mr. Chairman, or Mr. Speaker, I would welcome the discussion. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone for the first time? Representative Hallinan?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On this amendment, I have no problem with the first line 1 and line 2, but the part of line after line on line 3 through line 12, I have some problems with, and I would like to have this amendment divided.
Representative Hallinan, you referenced line 12, and I want to make sure the amendment only has lines 1 through 10, and so we want to speak to the amendment. Clearly, where would you like the division on the amendment, looking at the amendment number 1?
I'd like to have the end of the first division be after provided, however, and the second division would be line 2 through line 12.
Representative Hallinan, again, to divide this amendment, we want to refer to the amendment. So we're all clear.
I don't understand. What was the question again, Mr. Speaker?
So we have to divide on this, so you have to pick a...
Representative Hallinan, we'll just pause for a little bit while we get everybody has their second reading amendment. And we'll refer to the lines on the amendment, not the lines on the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I've gotten advice from my esteemed colleagues that this amendment is not divisible, and therefore, for that reason, I would vote. I would ask the body to vote down the amendment altogether. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Okay. Thank you, Doctor or Representative Hallinan or Representative Clem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On and for the amendment. Really what this does is the amendment states very clearly that in 1914-102 that school districts are a public department. So that's the change. And as such, they're subject, if they are a public department, they are now subject to 1914-102, which specifies employment preference in public departments or public works qualifications and residence. And really, 1914-102 gives that recommendation or that preference, if you will, for veterans and veteran spouses. And so with that, Mr. Chairman, I think this is a good amendment. All we're doing is saying that, yes, indeed, school districts, you are a public department, and you're going to give preference, and so on and forth for the amendment.
Anyone else for the first time? Chairman Eklund.
I believe I understand the amendment, Nick. I had concerns and debate on general file, and our chairman from Labor, I think, has addressed those concerns by clearly defining what the bill will do. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else for their first time? Anyone else for their first time, for their second time before the sponsor? Anyone for their second time before the sponsor? Anyone for their second time before the sponsor? Representative Hallinan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, or Mr. Speaker. I think the amendment deletes the part that I think is important in this bill, and that is the part that says that a school district pursuant to this subsection shall not be considered a discriminatory and unfair employment practice under local or state equal opportunity law if the granting of the preference is applied uniformly to employment or appointment decisions. And I think that's an important part of this bill, because it gives protection to the school districts if they do give a veteran's preference. And without that, I think they won't have that added support. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Chairman Barlow, for your second time.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I appreciate the effort that's being done here, but I don't think preserving that language in the bottom part of the bill is necessary, because we've already said this in current statute. We've already made the statement that it is not discriminatory, etc. I will double check that, but my belief is we've already said that because we already have a group of entities, public departments. All we're doing with this bill and with the intent of this, with this amendment, is saying districts, school districts, are a public department, and they will live under the same guidelines as everybody else who would be implementing a veteran's preference. The second part that is objectionable under this is if we leave the current language that I am deleting with my amendment, is that we would have districts that would have disparity, potential disparity between the preferences. And that is actually part of the discriminatory thing I think we should guard against. So that's why I would ask for your favorable consideration of this bill, and I will certainly visit with the sponsor of the bill about some of his concerns, and we'll make sure there's nothing left unturned. Thank you, Mr. Speaker, for your favorable consideration.
We are voting on second reading amendment number one to House Bill 101. All those in favor of the amendment say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no.
No.
Second reading amendment number one to House Bill 101 has been adopted. House Bill 101 having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 112.
House Bill 112, introduced by Labor, Health, and Social Services, EMS Licensure Interstate Compact, an act relating to emergency medical service licensure.
House Bill 112, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, is so ordered. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 119.
House Bill 119, introduced by Representative Kirkbride, Senior Citizen Districts, Use of Revenues, an act relating to senior citizen service districts.
House Bill 119, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, is so ordered. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 126.
House Bill 126, introduced by Representative Piperinen, Elementary School Foreign Language Requirement, an act relating to education.
House Bill 126, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, is so ordered. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 147. House Bill 147 is on the list, but it was indefinitely postponed yesterday, so that will finish up second reading for us today. We are at that order of business of bills on third reading and final passage. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move the consent list consisting of the following bills: House Bill 73, House Bill 80, House Bill 88, House Bill 90, and House Bill 97.
You have 80. There is an amendment on House Bill 80, so that will be removed from the list. So to repeat the list, I have House Bill 73, 88, 90, and 97. House Bill 80 has an amendment. I would ask the reading clerk to read those four bills through the enacting clause.
House Bill 73, introduced by Representative Steinmetz. Interference with a person providing emergency services, an act relating to crimes and offenses, be it enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming. House Bill 88, introduced by Representative Ponnell, background checks, enterprise technology services, an act relating to the Department of Enterprise Technology Services, be it enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming. House Bill 90, introduced by Representative Larson, concealed weapons, military family applicants, an act relating to concealed weapons, be it enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming. House Bill 97, introduced by Representative Greer, Wyoming Uniform Transfers to Minors Act amendments, an act relating to the Wyoming Uniform Transfers to Minors Act, be it enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
Having been read three separate times, the question is, shall these bills pass the House? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Roll call on the consent. Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Bightman.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Bovee.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Hurd.
Aye.
Clausen.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Court.
Aye.
Crank.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Air.
Aye.
Flitner.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Furphy.
Aye.
Guru. Gray.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Haley.
Aye.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Henderson.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Sorry. Jennings.
Aye.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lone.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
McGuire.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim. Excused. Miller. Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Obermuller.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Pipirinen.
Aye.
Ponell.
Aye.
Salazar.
Aye.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Sweeney.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Closing vote. Vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused. As for House Bill 73, are there any changes? Laux? Aye to no. Lindholm? Aye to no. Hunt? Aye to no. Summers? Aye to no. Larson Dan? Aye to no. Nicholas? Aye to no. Walters, aye to no. Olson, aye to no. Northrup, aye to no. Clem, aye to no. Larson Lloyd, aye to no. Burkhart, aye to no. Edwards, aye to no. Jennings, aye to no. Greer, aye to no. Miller, aye to no. Baker, aye to no. Ponell, aye to no. Flitner, aye to no. Freeman, aye to no. Blackburn, aye to no. Pelkey, aye to no. Brown, aye to no. Winters, aye to no. Schwartz, aye to no. Connolly, aye to no. Are there other changes? Closing vote. Vote is closed. 34 aye, 24 no, 1 excused. As for House Bill 88, are there any changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused. As for House Bill 90, are there any changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 excused. As for House Bill 97, are there any changes? Edwards, aye to no. Other changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 58 aye, 1 no, 1 excused.
Having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, House Bill 73, 88, 90, and 97 have passed the House. We're at that order of business of third reading, regular bills on final passage. And the first bill for our consideration is House Bill 11. And we have an amendment. And the reading clerk will first read the bill.
House Bill 11, introduced by Revenue. Discounted Cash Flow Implementation Process, an act relating to the Department of Revenue. Be it enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
We have an amendment. Representative Gray.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move amendment number one to House Bill 11 and ask for favorable consideration. Wanted to have a little more discussion on this bill before I withdraw this amendment. Couple problems here. Why are we spending $10,000 on out-of-state consultants? Let's have confidence in our fellow Wyomingites at the department in question and have them go ahead and move forward with this study. We invest a great deal in our department and the deals with revenue, and I don't think we need to be putting $10,000 into an out-of-state consultant study. I also think that I have concerns about the revenue neutrality of this effort. So with that, I stand for questions.
Any other members for their first time? Chairman Madden.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is my first time, so I have a second time reserved.
Okay, thank you. Any other members for their first time? Chairman Eklund.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. A lot of us, has been explained, a lot of us weren't here when the original legislation that the chairman from Revenue had spoken about. This addresses what we were wanting to do to reduce the complexity in our minerals industry, the complexity of reporting their revenues, and they came up with this as a result of that study. So it is a study. In the long run, I think it'll save the industry and the state of Wyoming money.
Anyone else for their first time? Chairman Zwanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I guess I just question does it have to go out of state? It costs money to do one of these, I completely understand, but we have quality firms in Wyoming and at our university, and I don't see any provision in the bill that says we have to contract this money out of state. We could have probably put an amendment that says it has to stay in Wyoming and we have to do it through UW or through the great institution over the hill. But I'm missing the part where this money is going to some outside consulting firm. We can have an inside consulting firm.
Anyone else for their first time? Representative Lone.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I echo the concerns of our representative from District 57. I think we need to evaluate this better and maybe assess the evaluation to an organization within our state vice just giving it to some contractor or some other entity. Thank you.
Anyone else for their first time? Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On and against this amendment and for the bill, I served 2 years on revenue, and although as a former healthcare administrator, I really detest consultants, I'm in favor of this bill. And the reason is, during my time on committee, there were several times when I would ask the department, what if we taxed in a different way? Why do we tax in this way, and what are the consequences if we did something else? Our department is very capable, but they are experts in our tax system. It's not their job to be experts in other states' tax systems. And so to ask our department to try to master the intricacies and the consequences of other states' tax systems isn't very reasonable. The other thing is to ask, and we may find someone in state who has a mastery of other states' tax systems, but probably the cheapest way to do this actually is to spend maybe $500 on an air ticket and fly somebody in from another state where they use these other kind of tax systems and ask them what they have found to work. And that would probably be way faster and cheaper than asking some department to spend 3 months studying other people's tax systems. So I think that this actually is the cheapest way, of getting the work done.
Representative Henderson, for your first time.
I'm against the speaking against the amendment for the bill, and I want to agree with the former speaker regarding the importance of being open to reasonable expenditures to get a good product for the folks who in the age or the department affected to do their job. So against the amendment for the bill.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader, for your first time.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. You know, I was going to vote aye on this bill, but the more I think about it, and now finally looking at the appropriation in detail, it's that 10 grand is over a, it looks like a 3-year period, and so you're talking 3,000 or 3,500 a year. You know, that's not a lot of money. So I kind of wonder the quality of the evaluation we're going to get. You know, so I just think this is going to be wasted money because there's not enough there to actually do a thorough study. So with that, I'm going to support the amendment and vote no on the bill.
Anyone else for their first time? Representative Clem.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On in support of the amendment and against the bill as well. I have a hard time with this. You know, it wasn't too long ago I was dirt poor. Many of you have been dirt poor before. And we're in a situation in government where we don't have a lot of money, and we're looking for places to cut. And you get pretty creative when you don't have a lot of money. And I'm just thinking of our department, and how hard is it to get on the phone and call your counterpart in the state next to us? Say, hey, can you help me out? We're looking at some things differently, and it needs some insight. And yet we've gotten into this habit that we're going to rely upon consultants and all this knowledge, and we've gotten away from just actually getting our hands dirty and just getting to work and researching this stuff out ourselves. And so I know it's not a lot of money, but I think that's more of a principle thing. I mean, I'm not to say that our department isn't doing work and isn't researching. I just haven't heard the justification for this. And so on and against the amendment, or on and for the amendment and against the bill.
Anyone else for their first time? Any members for their first time? Okay, we're going to move to second time. Any members for their second time before the sponsor? Chairman Zwanitzer.
Thanks, Mr. Speaker. I guess I'm a bit confused because we did have the debate over the $10,000 on Committee of the Whole. And the Appropriations Committee also, you know, had that debate. And if we needed that debate again, we could have brought an amendment to have it the third time on the $10,000. So if that's your issue with the bill, I guess you can vote no. But I think the rest of the bill is certainly worthwhile. And maybe we could direct our department to do this without the appropriation. But and whatever the wisdom of the interim committee and our Appropriations Committee, they said, hey, they were comfortable with leaving the $10,000 in here. And we as a body on Committee of the Whole, I know not everybody was here, but most of us were, felt comfortable with leaving that appropriation. And so I thought we were past that argument to the overall merits of the bill, which I still think are good. With all the other fiscal issues we have, I don't know if $10,000 is even a quarter of a drop in a bucket at this point. But I do think this is worthwhile, important, and we need to be able to, I mean, we need to know if there's a better way to value our minerals, especially in this economy, if it could save us, you know, $1 million, $10 million for a $10,000 study. We've certainly spent a lot more money on a lot less academic, shall I say, studies in this body over the last decade. So this one's actually an important one, could make a very large difference. Not saying it's going to, but it could. And for that, $10,000 is a very small price to pay for something that could, you know, lead us to evaluating our minerals differently, hopefully better and not worse.
Anyone else for the second time before the sponsor? Chairman Madden.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I don't know. I hope I didn't mislead you on the fact that $10,000 would be used to prepare a study. It's to undertake a study by the department, and it may involve travel where we go to, there's two or three states to do this already, but they want to see what the process is like, what the what their staffing level is like, what their time commitments are. One thing is that some states can do it with going to a third party appraisers. Other states do it in house, and these kind of answers are important at this time. Both the task force and the committee, the revenue committee, both feel that this discounted cash flow does have potential to greatly simplify our ad valorem tax system when it comes to oil and gas. It's not a lot of money there. It's something that we think that the department that handles this thing needs to have a few questions answered. I will refer you once again to the amendment we did yesterday, that if this doesn't have any potential after the first 10 months of investigation, they'll come to the revenue department and say, you know, this isn't going to work for us. We hope that isn't the case, but it's very possible. So don't get worried about, we're not going to be preparing a study. We already had a report and a seminar from experts that from the Lone Star State, actually, that said that our system here is ideally suited for discounted cash flow, and we just aren't ready to pull the trigger yet until we have a little bit more on-the-scene analysis of what's involved. So please reject the amendment and vote for the bill. Thank you.
Okay, Representative Gray.
Mr. Speaker.
My apologies. For your second time before the sponsor, Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Again, on and against the bill, I do appreciate the good explanation from our chairman of revenue. I understood that getting a consultant to do it for $3,000 a year was absolutely going to be garbage. And so now we've had the explanation that this really is for a junket, I guess. I just hope the junket isn't to that city where everything goes and what goes on there stays there.
Anyone else for their second time? Any members for their second time? For the sponsor, Representative Gray.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. A couple things here responding to the points made from a representative at the last letter in the alphabet. This is an ACMA clause amendment, so clearly designed to bring about discussion of the overall bill. So, questioning the sincerity of it, we want to have discussion on the overall bill, and I think we've done that. I think there's a lot of problems here. We've got the $10,000 appropriation. We've seen a lot. It's been illuminating to see where that's going to go. We've got the overall effort here, which is about supposedly simplicity, but the testimony from one of the departments in question here, the environmental department, has been that they're not positive that it's going to make anything more simple. They can't guarantee that. And so I believe the whole effort is one that is in question as well, and I worry deeply about the revenue neutrality on this. How are we going to guarantee that? There's talk about having a factor analysis, but I think that where we are right now, this is just too amorphous. So I encourage you to vote against the bill. I think this is the wrong for us to appropriate this money. I think the effort has a lot of flaws in it. And with that, I withdraw the amendment.
We are voting on third reading amendment number one to House Bill 11. All those, check, check, check. The amendment has been withdrawn. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
No.
Barlow.
No.
Biteman.
No.
Blackburn.
No.
Blake.
Aye.
Bovey.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Clausen.
Aye.
Clem. No. Connolly.
No.
Court.
Aye.
Crank.
No.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edwards.
No.
Eklund.
Aye.
Ayer.
Aye. Flitner.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Furphy.
Aye.
Garou.
Aye.
Gray.
No.
Greer.
Aye.
Haley.
Aye.
Hallinan.
No.
Halverson.
No.
Henderson.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Jennings.
No.
Kenner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
No.
Lindholm.
No.
Lone.
No.
Laux.
Aye.
McGuire.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim. Excused. Miller.
No.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Obermuller.
Aye.
Olson.
No.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Pieperinen.
No.
Ponnell.
Aye.
Salazar.
No.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
No.
Sweeney.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
No.
Zwanitzer.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Closing vote. Are there any changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 38 aye, 21 no, 1 excused.
House Bill 11, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, House Bill 11 has passed the House. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 32.
House Bill 32, introduced by Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources, Ski Safety Act, an act relating to skiing. Be it enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
We have amendments. Representative Nicholas, Chairman Nicholas.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would move third reading amendment to House Bill 32, Amendment 1, and ask for your favorable consideration. Folks, you heard me talk about this bill a couple days ago, and the amendment is pretty simple. If you flip over to page 8 on the bill, it lists duties of a skier on ski lifts and trails. And you remember I walked through about 6 or 7 of those duties, and because I just wasn't comfortable with the way they were individually articulated and then how that may impact application of those when you put them into statutory form. And so what this bill is, it really only does one thing. It takes all of those listings, which are set forth in 123.4, and gets rid of them. And it inserts on line 8, at page 8, line 12, a section K, and it just has a simple statement that covers all of those issues. And it says, a skier shall have the responsibility to observe all posted information and other signs and warnings posted in accordance with this act and shall be presumed to have seen and understood all the signs and warnings. Period. And so I think it simplifies it. It takes out the specificity on the duties. So not only does it, I think it helps clarify that you just got to follow the rules of the ski area. It also protects some folks who may, you know, in terms of litigation that you know, they're trying to, that raised issues on whether or not a particular act is a duty or violates a duty. It just says you've got to follow the rules of the ski area. And so I think it covers the intent of the original bringers of the bill. I've ran this particular amendment by the association that was supportive of this the bill in general, and I think that they are in agreement with this, so I think it's a nice compromise. And I'd be happy to ask any questions if they have any.
For your first time, Representative Clem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I don't know how I feel about this amendment. Members, what it does is it puts puts all of the responsibility upon the ski area and takes away all of the individual responsibility. Essentially, that's what it does. If you actually turn, if you have your bill available, and if you turn to page number 5 of your bill, and this is where we get into the regulation of the ski areas. So 1-1-123.3, duties of ski area operators, signs, trails, notices to skiers. And so if you look on page 5 and page 6, we have some of that. And then on page number 7, you have what a ski operator shall do. And again, this is the government now saying, by the force of government, you shall do this. And here we have there on page number 7 the things that the ski areas shall do. And albeit it's a small list right now, but if we open that door, we crack that door, then what we do is we allow other future legislators to go in and crack that door open some more and some more and more, and then we're regulating an industry. I would also say this. I mean, so on the one hand, we tried to find a balance in committee. The balance really was is what a ski area operator shall do and what is the responsibility then of the skiers. And again, to be clear, this amendment deletes the responsibility of the skiers and just focuses on the ski area. Okay, I would also counter that if we open this door by doing such a thing, you know, we had another group that shall not be named, but we had another group that was testifying in committee. And I was actually just telling my desk mate, I said, you know, the next thing you know, that group is going to want to come in and they're going to want to have regulations as well. Defining what inherent risks are for hiking and being in the woods. Could you imagine now if we want hunters and anglers that want some things in here, especially for those outdoorsmen who may be guides or things like that. Now we want inherent risks. Defining, you know, a gun is an inherent risk. We know that. But you see where this thing goes. Or rodeo. You know, there are inherent risks of rodeo. And albeit, yeah, it might be just be one person riding a bull, but you have all other different players that are there making sure the crowd is safe, making sure the rodeo fella is safe. You know, you've got all sorts of different players in that, and there are inherent risks in there. When we talk about football is a popular sport in our state. You know, we've got inherent risks that are associated with football. You hit each other. You wear pads. Things can malfunction sometimes. There's a risk of concussion. You might slip and hurt an ankle. Those are all inherent risks. And are we going to then say, well, the government needs to go in and define what all those inherent risks are too? I submit to this body that the existing Recreational Safety Act works. And let's not mess with it. Because once we do that, we open the door for all sorts of other things. And so I don't know how to feel about this amendment. On one hand, it kind of strikes me as a good thing. On the other hand, all we're doing is regulating an industry if we adopt this amendment. So vote your conscience and vote no on the bill.
For the first time, Representative Grew.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On the amendment, on and for the amendment and the bill, I think the amendment that has been brought forth by my good friend from the middle of the state actually does clarify and does simplify this legislation, and I urge its approval, speaking on and for the amendment.
Representative Schwartz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Also on and for the amendment, although I think it's from my colleague from the southeast corner of the state. These were items that actually some of them I tried to remove in interim. I will speak specifically. It says a skier must ski within his own ability. And the way I ski, the whole point is actually to ski just beyond your ability to see if you can get better. So I think this improves the bill, on and for the amendment, on and for the bill.
Chairman Allen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I also rise to speak on and for this amendment. I think it cleans it up, makes it simpler, and it just brings common sense into this. Thank you.
Minority Whip Summers.
Mr. Speaker.
Majority Whip Summers, I said.
Mr. Speaker, thank you. Mr. Speaker, thank you. On and for the amendment, on and for the bill. And I think this does simplify things quite a bit. And remember, body, the regulation that we're bringing to this industry is regulation that is wanted. And if the current act was working as well as everybody is stating, then this bill wouldn't be being brought. So on and for the amendment and for the bill.
Representative Winters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have, over in trying to really comprehend what this bill has done over the last several days, I've had specific challenges with it. But with this amendment, I believe it's probably the best example of Occam's razor making a bill better. It's a simple answer. And so, Mr. Chairman, I feel like this may be, without some compelling argumentation otherwise, may improve the bill and make it very good.
Any other member for their first time? For their second time before the sponsor? Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Speaker, just reserving my second opportunity. Thank you.
Okay. Any other members for the first time? Any reservations for their second time? Vice Chair Halverson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On and for the amendment and on and for the bill. Who knew that a simple amendment like this and deleting a few pages from an already good bill would make it even better? So I encourage your aye vote on the amendment and on the bill.
Anyone else? Representative Henderson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just reserving my second time.
Anyone else for their first time? Anyone else for their first time? Moving on to second time before the sponsor. Any member would wish to speak before the sponsor? Representative Clem.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Excuse me, Mr. Speaker. Again, I would urge caution on this. 1-1-123, that's the current Recreation Safety Act. We do not specify any industry in 1-1-123. And yet what we do, if we pass this bill, whether we pass this amendment or not, when we pass this bill, or if we should pass this bill, we are setting a precedent. And that precedent is now we're opening the door and saying that other outdoor activities, other recreational activities, not just outdoor, but any other recreational activity, we're going to have to come in and we're going to define what inherent risk is. And I'll just counter, there is a difference between hazards and risk. Of course, we didn't talk about that a whole lot in committee either. But that's something that hasn't really been addressed as well. I mean, the hazards, as far as skiing are concerned, yeah, you have snow, you have different jumps, you have other skiers. Those are hazards. Are they necessarily risks? Risk and hazards are two different things. This was a contentious issue all the way through the interim. And again, I just urge you to take caution.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On and for the amendment, I think it does improve the bill quite a bit. But I have the same concerns that the previous speaker has, that this opens up a lot more work for, frankly, all recreation aspects in Wyoming. Do we need to go into every one of them and redo a bill like this? If we do, then maybe we do need, instead of just studying this particular one in interim committee, we need to look at all recreation in Wyoming because, Wyoming is becoming the destination state as we keep rejecting, continuing mineral development in the state. We got to figure out, number one, how to make some money off this industry. So maybe that's part of the study also. So, for the amendment against the bill.
Anyone else before the sponsor? Anyone else? Representative Henderson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm on and for the amendment, and I'm on and for the bill. I had some concerns initially with regard to the section that's being amended. I think this is a good step to fix the bill. There are still some things that we're going to have to work out as we go forward. I don't know of a bill that's perfect now that we've done, and so we have that option. But remembering that we want to be business friendly and we want to promote opportunity for businesses to survive in these hard economic times,
I think it's worth being able to open up our minds a little bit and allow for this opportunity. On and for the amendment, on and for the bill.
Anyone else? Second time for the sponsor. Chairman Nicholas.
I don't have anything further. Thank you.
We are voting on third reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 32. All those in favor of the amendment, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no.
No.
Third reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 32 has been adopted. We have another amendment. Minority Floor Leader Conley.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move third reading amendment number 2 to House Bill 32 and ask for your favorable consideration. Friends, this is what a bill that I call one of my 51-49 bills, meaning 51% in favor, 49% against, and it flip-flops day to day. And when we had the kind of robust discussion on Committee of the Whole, a couple of the commentators said something along the lines of the Wyoming Supreme Court said that they need some direction from the legislature. And I said, really? Is that true? And if so, I want to know what it is that they said, so to be clearer about what they were asking us to do. And so I actually found and have that Supreme Court decision. And so I'd like to read you the two lines that the Wyoming Supreme Court said, because if they did say it, then what we do in legislation will make a tremendous amount of difference. And so what the court said is, the Wyoming legislature has failed to expand the WRSA to include a broader definition of inherent risk for alpine skiing to include those items listed in the Colorado statute, such as signs, posts, and fences. Without clear legislative guidance, the court is left with Wyoming Supreme Court and Tenth Circuit cases interpreting the WRSA. So, in fact, we do have a directive, if you will, from the Supreme Court to consider putting into statute some specificity regarding alpine skiing. And so, in my mind, then, the next step is to be very careful about what we put into statute, because every word will be paid attention to by the court when looking at a case of an injury, someone who was injured at a ski resort, right, versus right, what the obligation of the ski resort is and was. So I think that the amendment that we just passed took that into account, and I kind of guessed that that would be coming. That level of specificity that was in the last one was way too specific on one hand, didn't go far enough on the other hand. That language right there gives a bit of better direction, in my mind, to a jury. Okay, so what my amendment does is go someplace else in the bill. And what my concern is that I don't want something that someone signs to ever take away the ability for a person to sue in the case of negligence. Okay, there is the section that remains regarding negligence, but my amendment goes after the language on page 6, line 14, under a warning, that says that a skier assumes inherent risks of skiing and is legally responsible for any and all damage and injury, and then it goes on. And what my amendment does is, in two places, strikes the any and all, so that there's no confusion that in the case of negligence, that someone who's harmed has that right to sue. So that's the amendment.
Thank you. Anyone else for their first time? Representative Schwartz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On in favor of the amendment, I think once again, as the good bringer has stated, it brings clarity to the bill. And I might suggest to the Speaker that, given that there's some doubt about defining inherent risk in skiing, that he recess this august body and allow us all to travel to the northwest corner of the state and understand what 2 feet of fresh powder does for inherent risk. Thank you very much.
We'll take that under advisement. Anyone else for their first time? Anyone for the first time? Anyone for the second time for the sponsor? Representative Conley.
More, Mr. Speaker, thank you.
We are voting on third reading amendment number 2 to House Bill 32. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. Third reading amendment number 2 has been adopted. House Bill 32, having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
No.
Barlow.
Aye.
Biteman.
Aye.
Blackburn.
No.
Blake.
No.
Bovee.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Bird.
Aye. Clausen.
No.
Clem.
No.
Connolly.
Aye.
Court.
No.
Crank.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edwards.
No.
Eklund.
Aye.
Ayer.
Aye.
Flettner.
Aye.
Freeman.
No.
Furphy.
Aye.
Grew.
Aye.
Gray.
No.
Greer.
No.
Haley.
Aye.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Henderson.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Jennings.
No.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
No.
Larson Dan.
No.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lone.
Aye.
Laux.
No.
McGuire.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim, excused. Miller.
No.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Obermuller.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Pipirinen.
No.
Ponell. Aye. Salazar.
Aye.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
No.
Sweeney.
Aye.
Walters.
No.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
No.
Zwanitzer.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Closing vote. Are there any changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 40 aye, 19 no, 1 excused.
House Bill 32, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, House Bill 32 has passed the House. Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Privilege of the floor.
Please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Friends, I just want to remind you of a luncheon that is being catered for us in room L51 by the Wyoming Coalition Against Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault. And further remind you that at noon we will be signing the Human Trafficking Proclamation. And further, Mr. Speaker, I would like to introduce the members of the coalition who are seated in the back, if they'll all stand up, and we can recognize these folks who provide services across the state to victims of violence.
Welcome to the House, and thank you for the work that you do. Any other members? Any other announcements? Vice Chair Halverson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In the gallery today, we have... Privilege of the floor, please. In the gallery, we have former Representative Kathy Davison from District 18, Chairman of TRW, and a... And drink your water. On behalf of Kathy, stay hydrated.
Welcome to the House. It's a delight to have you back with us. Any other announcements? Chairman Zwanitzer, committee announcements.
Oh. Actually, Mr. Speaker, I thought we were still on third reading, and I have the next bill up, but if we're not...
Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House stand in recess until 2 p.m.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, say no. The House is in recess until 2 p.m. Committee announcements. Mr. Vice Chair Laux.
Mr. Speaker... Minerals Committee number 9 will be meeting tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. in Jonah H37, going over three bills. House Bill 123, Probate Estate of Non-Residents. House Bill 124, Uniform Trust Code Amendments. And House Bill 125, sealing of trust documents.
Chairman Eklund.
Committee number 8, Transportation, Highways, and Military Affairs will meet upon adjournment to study House Bill 95 and House Bill 53.
Chairman Madden.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Revenue Committee number 3 will be meeting tomorrow morning, Wednesday, at 8 o'clock a.m. in H36. We have three bills, 151 is cigarette tax, 168 is more tobacco tax, and 166 is alcohol tax.
Vice Chair Hunt.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. If it's appropriate at this time, I'd like to refer House Bill 47 to Committee number 2, Appropriations.
House Bill 47 is re-referred to Committee number 2, Appropriations. You can't do that during a recess. Chairman Allen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 6, Travel, Recreation, and Wildlife, will meet tomorrow morning at Wednesday at 8 o'clock in the morning in L54. That's the big room, not our typical room, to consider House Bill 174, your favorite, Game Roadkill, House Bill 61, Collection of Antlers and Horns. Thank you.
Chairman Kirkbride.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Committee number 1, Judiciary, meets 10 minutes upon noon recess in Joan Room H38 to discuss House Bill 137, Wyoming Repeal Gun-Free Zones Act.
Chairman Zwanitzer.
Your committee number 7, Corporations, will meet in 5 minutes in H37 to talk about 165 acupuncture, 186 improvement districts, and 179 retail liquor licenses.
Thank you. The House is recessed until 2 p.m.